It's hard to believe that this year marks the 10th anniversary of the start of the devastating BSE crisis in Canada. In May 2003, a single Alberta cow was found to be infected with BSE, then referred to as mad cow disease. Immediately upon finding this, international borders were closed to Canadian beef and beef products, and the value of livestock plummeted. Cattle, which were the livelihood for so many, turned into living liabilities. BSE still has a firm grip on the cattle industry when our government came into power as a minority government in 2006. While Canadians coast to coast supported a Canadian beef-only movement, our government recognized that we simply couldn't eat our way out of the crisis. We needed to reestablish and reaffirm Canada's reputation as a supplier of safe, quality food and reopen those international markets to our products. In the years since, we have not only reopened previously established markets, but Canadian beef and beef products are welcome in countless new international markets. We have looked beyond the United States and today ship beef and beef products to countries like Korea, Russia, China, and throughout South America. Our government is currently undertaking the most ambitious trade expansion plan in Canadian history, and agreements with other countries continue to be reached on a regular basis. On January 2, 2013, Canada announced an agreement signed with Nicaragua. The agreement means Canadian producers can export beef to Nicaragua, restoring full access following the closure of that market in 2003. And for the first time ever, market access conditions have now been established for Canadian pork to Nicaragua. On January 11, 2013, an agreement was reached with China to expand beef exports to that country. Four additional Canadian beef facilities have been approved to export beef to China, helping Canadian producers increase their bottom line while creating more jobs, prosperity, and economic growth. With annual exports worth over $40 billion in 2011, the agriculture and agri-food sector is a key driver of Canada's economy. We will continue working to open new export markets in the world's emerging major economies while strengthening and expanding existing trade relationships. More exports mean more jobs for Canadians and sustainable long-term growth for Canada. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.